I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday to you. It looks lovely from inside. How is it out there?
Extremely humid.
Yeah.
Very. It feels like it's going to rain, but I don't know. I don't know if it's in the forecast or not. But
it'd be nice.
It's not bright sunny. I came out thinking bright sun, and it was, I don't know. But yeah. It didn't look like it's going to rain, but it feels like it. You know how I'm saying? It just feels like too much water in the air.
Yeah, Dave said 97 tomorrow, so.
Yeah. If it's 97 with this kind of air, it's going to be very miserable.
Rough.
Miserable.
Tell me you like this category.
I kind of did.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to think because I got it last night, and I'm just getting in from a trip with my grandkids, okay? And so we weren't gone that long. We left Thursday morning, came back last night, and but I got a lot to do today, okay? So I looked at it, said, oh, okay, whatever, you know, man, whatever. And this morning I'm just working, dragging, tired, and so I didn't even make my list till like 30 minutes ago. So I love it when it's something I got to think through and try to figure it out. And this was easy in that respect.
Yes.
So, but I think I got some deeper than first level
good
things.
Good.
But, I don't know. It's all right. It's all right.
So this is
didn't
the...
blow me away, but it didn't make me mad like half of them do.
I don't know why we're such good friends. Sweet 16 of best sauces and condiments. You have no idea the conversation Andrew and I had about whether to include them both. Like, we were going back and forth yesterday on our Sunday, like, well, cocktail sauce, you know, so.
Yeah, I can see that. I kind of thought that in my head that might be.
Yeah, start her off.
I'm going to go, here's the thing. This is the one question I had, whether you should be specific or not. And you'll see when I say this. This is what I'm going to say it, because I don't know, I don't think this is even exists anymore, but it should. And that is Mall's barbecue sauce.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, does. Yeah. I can't. I guess where I'm at doesn't have it in the thing. I love Mall's barbecue sauce, and I don't think other barbecue sauces come close when you're making my own sauce.
It's the only thing I use on pork steaks.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's not, you know, like nationwide famous.
Yeah.
It's a local deal, and everybody has, oh, this is my barbecue. This is my barbecue. I'm telling you, that's good stuff right there. Yeah, you get it from the store, but give me some Mall's and a grill, and I'll make it just as good with this good St. Louis product.
Yeah. No argument there. Andrew.
I feel like people's opinion has shifted on this a bit over the years, but I still love it. Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay.
I think it's great. I think it's the best thing to put with like chicken nuggets or whatever. I feel like ever since, maybe it was when they started putting it in grocery stores, but I feel like people are now like, ooh, basic.
I like it with fries.
It's great with fries.
I am a very big fan of Chick-fil-A, and I eat it with no sauce.
Yeah, it's good that way.
I never get any sauce. No ketchup on it. No. Nothing.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't need it for sure.
Yeah.
Wheels.
Man, that torpedo is my first round pick.
What's that?
I was going to go with the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A, but I think two Chick-fil-A sauces might be a bit much.
No, it's not.
We can do what we want.
All right, I'm doing it.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
Rach, which Chick-fil-A sauce do you like?
I do like their honey mustard.
Hey!
But I am going to go with just some ranch, some nice buttermilk ranch.
There you go.
Very nice.
You know who has great ranch?
Hmm.
Cybergs.
Do they?
Yeah.
Best ranch I've ever had was back in the day. I don't think they do it anymore. But before it sold, Seamus McDaniels used to make their own ranch.
Yummy.
It was actually Mall's.
It was really good. I'm going to keep it simple. We'll start out simple, and I'll go buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
From Chick-fil-A,
you know,
of course.
It's a good thing. Yeah. And the good thing about it is buffalo is so plentiful now that it's not as expensive. It's easy to kill buffalo and make
sure.
The sauce.
Yeah.
We let them restock, sort of, you know.
They were
repopulate.
More of an endangered species. It was tougher. I'm going to go au jus.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Particularly, let me continue my love for St. Louis and say the Lion's Choice au jus is just the best. Really, really good stuff.
Getting hungry.
We just had them on the show last week.
The best.
And I didn't realize that they were St. Louis exclusive.
Only.
Yeah.
I tell people from other cities all the time, if you're visiting, we're not going to go out something to eat, just get something quick. I said, if we go there, you will walk into your nearest Arby's, wherever you're at, and punch them in the mouth.
Yeah.
You will never have another roast beef sandwich.
Eat this.
Yeah, you'll never have another roast beef sandwich in the country again as good as Lion's Choice.
Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going to say queso.
Okay.
Good call.
Give me that cheese.
Very
sauce.
Good.
Yeah.
That white
very
stuff.
Good.
Very
Wheels? Good.
Give me that white stuff.
My go-to for a lot of things, but especially things like burgers, not just salads, but Thousand Island is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's good on chicken. It's good on everything.
I agree. I love
Grill up of like a turkey and cheese sandwich and then use that to dip in there. Mm.
Rach?
I love a spicy brown mustard.
Oh, yeah.
That was my next one.
Yeah, good call.
Like a stone ground type thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I...
The more coarse, the better, too.
Yep.
I wish I did.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't.
Really?
You don't?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
That's a little surprising, because you use regular mustard often.
I like mustard. I love honey mustard.
Okay.
But I'm just not big on the spicy mustard.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is the yellow sauce? Is it hollandaise or béarnaise?
Hollandaise.
Then. I love that on my steak. Or ketchup. South Rock Santa, man. Old habits die hard. Skip.
What about good old picante salsa?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, every Mexican restaurant's got its own. But you kind of have to say, you have to like specify picante sometimes, not because of the brand, but because sometimes they just bring you out, a place will bring you out just a thing of Tabasco when you ask for hot sauce.
Hmm.
When I say hot sauce, I mean whatever the salsa that you put in your chips and stuff like that. You got to be.
Oh, I call that salsa.
Well, but the salsa, it doesn't have to. Usually, like when you're in Texas, if you say salsa, then you want stuff ground up in it.
Right, right.
If it doesn't have to, it could be a regular sauce for the dipping. It's whatever you do with that. So it's hard to say what you want it for. So
here's a tip for everyone out there. I don't know if they still do it. But remember, guys, we've been going to Rosalita's downtown for years.
Yeah.
They have a great salsa.
They do.
But you can ask them for the special employee hot one. And it's really good.
Okay.
Really good. All Much right. hotter. I think tastes better. So check that out. Whose turn? I lost track.
I think it's Wheels's. Or it's, no, it's Andrew's
Andrew.
Turn.
Andrew.
I will say Kewpie mayonnaise.
What?
What?
It is a Japanese brand of, well, it's more of a style of mayonnaise than a brand of mayonnaise, but I think that it is still the brand. But it's like, it's very creamy, it's very savory, it's made from egg yolks instead of egg whites.
You know that's going nowhere.
I like it.
Since we've never heard of it, so.
Look, you can rank it last. I'm trying to put you guys on some game here is what I'm trying to do.
He's just trying to help.
One of my submissions was yum yum sauce.
Uh-huh.
Is it like that?
Not at all. It's mayonnaise.
Okay. You guys hip to yum yum sauce?
Yes.
Like in a hibachi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wheels.
Tough call, but I got to go. Nobody's doing this yet. I want to see what it's going to do. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Sure.
I kept saying, should I say this?
Yeah, I know.
No, it's, yeah.
Ketchup sucks.
It's the working,
it's be
the working man of condiments.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally for everything.
Yeah.
Well, not everything, but a lot of things.
Now, ketchup is something, I love Heinz. I'm a Heinz man. I can have other things, but I can't get too far away from it.
Yeah.
If it gets too exotic.
What about the homemade ketchups at some burger places? You like
those? God, no.
Really?
No.
Oh, some of those are great.
To me, homemade ketchup is like homemade ice cream. It's thin and useless. Oh. So, yeah.
I think you should, Rachel, you should put that up and put it up in the bracket against catsup.
Yes.
Ketchup.
It would be hard if you fell in love with someone and they were perfect except they said catsup.
Yeah, you'd be like, I think I can get past this.
Of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is poor.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's at the store trying to decide. I also do want to say, Yum Yum Sauce, the main ingredients is mayonnaise. So we're kind of, we can maybe find some common ground here.
Yeah, he got offended when I said no one's going to vote for him.
I didn't get offended.
I'm just saying it is actual like mayonnaise.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
I have a ton of it at my apartment. I'm going to go with a nice crema.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that one might be going nowhere, too.
We haven't had silence like that since Wheeler asked a question.
I know. See, now you guys know how it feels.
I enjoy crema on tacos very much.
Me too.
I think it goes great. It goes great.
Thank you. There's a
Mexican place in Godfrey that gives you crema with the salsa. It's like salsa and crema at the same time.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's good. Like, not mixed, but like two different bowls.
I love to do that. I love to get queso and salsa and combine them.
See, the two of them are great together.
Why isn't but
it's gotta be
done?
It's got to be a two to one, though. 2-to-1 queso, two queso, one part salsa.
I love dinner sauce.
Yes.
I put them in the separate bowls, and we're sharing it with the whole family. And I have my own bowl, and by the end of it, it's... they're mixed, but it's just from the dipping.
Oh yeah,
from the dipping residue, I've got a mixed one by the end.
I will go with the king of all sauces, tartar.
Yeah, good call.
Tartar.
That's a good one.
You don't like it?
I really don't. I wish I did because I've gotten a real taste for fish in the past few years.
Is it the pickles?
It's the pickles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a good pickle? No.
I think the ship has sailed for me. I wish it hadn't, but I just don't know if I'll ever be able to do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
One more.
Okay, Skip, it's yours.
Bolognese sauce.
There you go.
Hey.
I love a good bolognese. I love to make a good bolognese.
Yeah.
Like a Sunday afternoon in the fall.
Let's brown up a bunch of burger meat.
Okay, Sweet 16 of best sauces and condiments. Mall's barbecue sauce versus spicy brown mustard.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I know.
Ooh, that's tough.
I actually think I have to go Mall's.
I gotta go Mall's.
I'm gonna say spicy brown.
Me too. I'm brown.
Make it a tie to Dave.
Mall's all the way, man.
I've only had Mall's once, I think. It's good, though.
It's super solid.
It's St. Louis.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. It's just the thing with barbecue sauces is it can be any kind of sauce you want. It's all different flavor profiles.
But here's the deal. Don't baste your barbecue. Mall it.
Kev, do you do a lot of pork steaks not being from here?
Never made one ever, and I think I've only had them once or twice.
Who did we just run into that hated pork steaks?
I think it was Wheels.
No, I don't hate them. I don't get it.
Oh.
It's like a pork chop, right?
Well, because we talked about it with, I think, Mayhee.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew might have been gone.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A sauce versus Hollandaise sauce.
Oh, man. I got to go Hollandaise, but that's close.
I do really like Hollandaise on like Eggs Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollandaise moves on.
Wow.
Polynesian Chick-fil-A sauce versus picante salsa.
Well, this is going to lose.
Salsa.
Yeah.
More useful.
Salsa wins.
Salsa. Ranch
versus Kewpie mayonnaise.
Ranch.
Andrew.
Well, I mean, when it's up against ranch.
The two things that I never, ever have. Ever.
No.
I've had them, but I'm not a ranch guy at all.
I think if you cut me, I would bleed ranch. I can't vote against ranch.
I mean, ranch is being exported to Europe now because they taste it in here. Like, this is amazing.
She's the only one I got. Not much of
a. Welcome back, guys. DGS and Camel X 424, Sweet 16 of sauces and condiments. Buffalo sauce versus ketchup.
Ketchup.
I gotta go ketchup.
Buffalo.
Sorry, Buffalo.
Gotta go ketchup. It's been so good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been an everyday friend for many years.
Yeah. Here's an interesting matchup. Au jus versus crema.
Au jus. That's a good matchup, though.
I love the crema, but it's gotta go.
That's almost my finals.
Why don't we dip more in au jus?
I think it's kind of a little bit of a thing to make, you know? Yeah. You don't buy a bottle of au jus.
Although,
you gotta get the drippings and...
Yeah.
I feel shamed by Rachel on that question.
No,
like, you dumbass.
No, I'm just saying that's why.
Yeah.
Well, just pull au jus out of your butt and put it on tuna.
Tuna. Sounds kind of good, actually.
Queso versus tartar.
Queso may be the champion.
I could go tartar on this. Tartar.
Queso. I'm going tartar on that.
Yes.
Oh, unreal. No.
Tartar heads.
Get in line.
Just listen, Andrew, here's the deal. Queso's good. There's all kinds. You go to a Mexican restaurant, there's all kinds of good stuff for your food. All kinds. You go eat fish, tartar. You got to do it. It's the most valuable. It's much more valuable of a sauce. You
have Remember going to Long John Silver's as a kid, and they had the malted vinegar?
Yep.
That was funny.
They still do.
Thousand Island versus Bolognese.
Well, it's been a fun run, Thousand.
Bolognese.
I'll get those at Thousand.
Bolognese.
Elite Eight. Mall's barbecue sauce versus Hollandaise.
Mall's.
Hollandaise.
Mall's.
Mall's.
Mall's moves on. Salsa versus ranch.
Oh, my Lord.
Ranch.
Can we just mix them?
Salsa. They would. That would be.
I know it does. It works.
Ranch.
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 Okay, ranch wins.
Salsa.
Andrew.
Ranch.
Okay. I forgot you bleed ranch. ketchup versus au jus.
Ketchup.
Oh, no.
Au jus.
Au jus.
Au jus.
Au jus moves on.
Thank goodness I didn't need to vote.
Tartar versus bolognese.
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 Tartar. Bolognese.
Bolognese.
Tartar moves on.
Now, what kind of dinner would that be right there? What do you got?
I have Mall's barbecue sauce, ranch, au jus, and bolognese.
All in a blender. Wouldn't that be great?
No.
we have 1 minute.
What do you think? Try and finish this, or you want to?
Let's do the final four, and we can do the finals on the other
side. Mall's versus ranch.
Mall's.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch. Oh,
can't believe
it. Tough one.
Au jus versus bolognese.
Au jus.
Bolognese.
Bolognese.
Oh, it's to skip. To me. Yeah.
Au jus.
Whoa!
All right, there
you
voted
against your own.
They both were my own.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
436, Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of sauces and condiments. We're down to the finals. Before that, Skip, tell us how things are going at Weber.
Well, it's a dog days of summer, they all say, you know, and we've got a promotion that we have decided to say we're going to go Labor Day savings starting August 1st through Labor Day weekend. We're going to try to sell a record amount for this time period, off to a pretty good start, but I wouldn't really think that at this point we're yet off to a record start looking at the pace. I mean, I got four different stores, it's hard to say, so I maybe should tabulate them together and see where that stands. But months always start slower. So if you look at our website, you'll see what we're doing to get this going. But it's going to be a good thing. So if you're thinking about a new vehicle, when a store like ours, 124 years old, is going for a personal record for this time, you better believe you're going to get some good deals.
Take about 60 seconds here. What's your best advice for someone who's coming in to buy a car from you or anyone?
Well, I mean, most people have done a lot of research, and they kind of already know. But I would say tell us what you need. Even if you're thinking of something differently, let us say, that's what you want. Okay, that's cool. We'll look at that one. But also, have you looked at this to make sure? Because here's the thing. Only a house is a bigger purchase than a vehicle. So we don't see it as often as a lot of people do, but a lot of people. Buyer's remorse is a bad thing because you sign on the title, it all gets processed. I mean, there's not a way back. It's not. Oh, these jeans don't fit. Can I return them? And so, I mean, we have a little bit more leniency than a lot of people. But there's only certain things we can do once different steps have been made in registering these vehicles. So let us slow down just a little bit and go through everything. And then when you decide that's what you like and what you want, then we'll you already know our price on it. And give us a shot at your trade, and I mean, I think you'll be very, very happy with it. So it's hard to say what the advice is, because it used to be way different before everything was out there. I'd say do your homework, and here's how you do it, and we'll show you our, you know. And we used to provide that homework for a lot of people. Now we don't really need to. Still, the one last thing is, don't necessarily believe everything you read. There is still, as you and I both know, goofy pricing and very dishonest things still been going on.
Yeah. Finals of the Sweet 16 of Best Sauces and Condiments. Ranch versus au jus.
Au jus.
Yeah.
I gotta go ranch.
I'll say ranch. Make it tight to Dave.
Damn.
Dave.
Okay, let me talk it through. Au jus is more of a treat.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
A little more elite. Right.
But if I had au jus at my house and ranch in my house, ranch is getting used a lot more.
Yes.
Right. But it's
best.
There's lots of bad ranch dressings, though, too. Lots of bad.
Are there?
Sure. If you had five ranch dressings, are they all good? They're not all the same, you know?
Since it's best, I'll go au jus.
Yes.
Yeah.
The elitist win.
Come on, man. Lion's Choice
big
is
day
not
for rich guys.
Lion's Choice isn't elitist. It's
no,
great.
No.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.